Welcome to the DigiDay Deep Dive. I'm Brian Morrissey. I'm joined today by Sehil Patel. Sehil, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about Go90. You wrote what we call an autopsy story. It's a classic of the genre. What went wrong here? Who killed Go90?
Go90 killed Go90, or I guess Verizon killed Go90. It's the story of digital video for the last half decade, if not longer. We've seen it with other platforms, right? We've talked about it a bunch with Vessel, you know, Comcast and Watchable, some smaller plays such as Samsung did this thing called Nook Video, even to an extent what Spotify tried to do with their initial attempts at like video series. There's this real drive towards a lot of these platforms and a lot of these content buyers solving for a business need versus a consumer need. You know, there are a lot of studios and publishers have a hard time making money. They would love a new platform buyer to come along to give them a ton of money to make shows, make television-like content, and put it in a premium, well-lit ad-supported environment where you could charge hopefully higher CPMs, and it would be great for everyone involved. But no one's ever really bothered to take the time to ask, like, is this something that people actually want? Like, are they looking for a new video app that they could watch a ton of digital?
Is that because they're trying to change consumer behavior, and consumers are used to, you know, going to Netflix, but they used to go into YouTube for a lot of digital video?
I think it's like, I mean, it'd be nice to say they're trying to change consumer behavior, but I just think they're trying to more migrate consumer behavior to a new thing that doesn't need to exist. People are happy to watch great web series and really well-produced stuff on YouTube. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on YouTube that is not polished, that is not clean, but there's also a lot of great work being done there. And people are already so used to going there to watch this kind of programming. You have Netflix for the more high-end stuff. You have Amazon and Hulu. So, like, I think it's less about trying to change consumer behavior, because a lot of the stuff that you saw on Go90 wasn't different. It just was different in the sense of maybe lengths. Like, yeah, it was a shorter television show, or it was a more well-produced YouTube show. Like, you can find all these different ways of describing it, but really, there wasn't anything particularly innovative about it. It was just like, we're going to pay a bunch of publishers, and we're going to pay a bunch of digital studios, and we're going to pay a bunch of YouTube stars to make this really great-looking stuff that maybe some advertisers will want to support, but there's no demand for it from consumers.
So why would Verizon have poured $1 billion into this?
The sense I got from speaking with not just executives over there over the years, but a bunch of their production partners, is they really just thought of it as simply as mobile's the future, millennials are the future, create great content, profit. Like, it was, there was no deep thought behind that, right? They thought, like, okay, we see all this data, we see all of this, or people just love to talk about the fact that mobile will be the future and millennials would love to watch videos on their phones, so we're going to build the next big thing for that without really thinking about what people actually do on those phones.
Okay, so Verizon is still a telecom company. They've been getting into content. Once burned, twice shy. What's the fallout from this?
So internally, from what I've been hearing, well, first of all, the app is dying at the end of July, but they stopped spending last summer, from what I've heard. Like, it's for the last year, they've been bleeding this thing out very slowly. And the stuff that they had already bought, they released, some of those won Oscars and got nominated for Emmys, and it was great and whatnot, but they haven't really been spending new things on this app for a while now. And from what the sense I've been getting is the fallout is going to be, I don't know how long term it is, but there are, you know, various departments within Verizon, specifically Oath, that still do video. They're publishing platforms, they're publishing sites. There's more shyness around spending additional dollars there in the near term in terms of getting new people on their video teams, making more investments on content, because this was just such a massive
But this can't
failure.
Be pinned on Oath.
Oh, no, this is not Oath's fault at all. Don't get me wrong. No, it's not. It's actually, you can't pin this on Oath. No, the issue is more because they spent so much on this thing and because it didn't work, there's not as much of an urgent interest right now to have more investments being made on video. They might, down the road, they might do it. We don't know what's going to happen with the new CEO there at Verizon as well. We don't know what the future for that is. But at the same time, I think the biggest thing is this was such a misfire that it's hard for anyone within any sort of video department inside Oath to say, like, I need more money for a video investment, because right now there is just so much gun shyness around it.
How about for creators? You said that Verizon stopped spending mostly for the last year, so that money had come out of the market. But, you know, the getting was good for a little while.
Oh yeah, there was a time where there were people buying, right? I mean, look. The funny thing is, as Go90 was winding down, Facebook came along with Facebook Watch, and so for the last fall, there was a lot of money being spent by Facebook on short form shows. And then this year they're like, we want longer stuff. We want more exclusive stuff. We want this and this and this. And they're, you know, they're spending some money. We still don't know how long Facebook is going to fund. They have never really committed to spending beyond 2018 outside of the new, a few new shows that they're doing that are a year long and maybe a few other high profile projects that they have coming down the road. So we don't know sort of the long-term, place that Facebook will hold in this environment. Eventually they could just very much be like, you know, we have Watch, it exists, it'll be ad share, boom, we're done, we're not going to fund any more content. And honestly, that's probably the direction Facebook will eventually go to. So you have that, and that's a short-term thing, maybe. Then you have Jeffrey Katzenberg and what he's trying to build with this this new venture that he has called New TV, which would be a mobile video platform.
He's not going to stick with that name, right?
No, that is a placeholder name. Right, he's good. Not calling it New TV. They just haven't come up with an actual name for it yet. But the idea is that he's going to spend a ton of money to make really high-end stuff for mobile screens, and then it will be supported by a lot more of your typical digital, daily, weekly video programming. So that's the next big hope.
But so explain to me why that is different from what Go90 was doing.
Well, the argument that they like to make, I don't really know how different it is. I would make the strong argument that it isn't all that different. But the argument that New TV likes to make, Katzenberg's teams like to make, is we're going to go bigger. We're going to make these short shows, but we're going to work with like the Vince Gilligans of the world, like the J.J. Abrams of the world. We're going to make these like 12 or 15 just really, really expensive, well-produced 2-hour movies that can be cut up into 8-minute
segments.
I can
see this pitch. Game of Thrones of
right,
mobile.
Exactly. Okay. And then it will be supported by a bunch of like more your typical digital.
And is it going to be subscription or no?
They haven't figured that out yet. Sometimes they say it is going to be subscription. Sometimes they say it's going to be ad supported. It's probably going to be a mixture of both. It's very much seems to be trying to be like a Hulu for mobile screens.
But it seemed like you need like one or two hits. I mean, you still need hits. I just remember from the earliest days of web video, they used to say where's web videos I Love Lucy moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you need a
and they always denied it. They're like, no, it's about the long tail and all this.
No,
like
the long tail is about just making it look good on the balance sheets or whatever. But no, you need a certifiable hit. You need a hit that like you could walk on the street and people will actually talk about. And Go90 never had that. Like there was a ton of stuff on there that was actually well done. I mean, by reporting on them for close to 3 years now, like I saw a bunch of that stuff. It was well done stuff, but there was never like a hit the way you kind of need for any of this kind of platform to break out. Some of that you could argue was just, you know, marketing done wrong. I don't know if that's the entire story here. I think the biggest issue is still fundamentally it's not a platform that people wanted.
I'm not sure if there was like a Breaking Bad like hidden in Go90.
No, there wasn't. But even if there was, I don't think any kind of a marketing alone would have fixed it. I think the fundamental issue there was still, is this something that's solving for what people are actually craving for? And that's not, and it didn't. That's not what was happening. Mm. So, yes.
But I mean, if you have the best content, if you did have the Breaking Bad, people would have found it on Go90 and Go90 would have worked. I sort of understand the Katzenberg argument the way you're presenting it, in that, look, this is about hits. You mm-hmm. got to make hits. And that means really top Hollywood talent, not like this second tier stuff, which has been, you know, where YouTube has
100% true. I will just counter it with one thing, which is very simply, if you're going to have a Breaking Bad, why wouldn't you want to watch it on a TV? If it's so well produced, if it's so cinematic, why do I want to watch it on my phone? Maybe there will come a day where people will want to spend 8 minutes of time watching really well done stuff on their iPads and iPhones. Or mostly just their iPhones. But I don't think that's necessarily true. I like watching Westworld on a television screen because mm-hmm. it is big and it's cinematic and I want to see it in that kind of environment. So yes, I get the argument that like these platforms need hits. Maybe what a hit on a mobile device is looks different than what you would see on traditional television. And in an optimistic world, that's what Facebook is trying to solve with some of their new Watch initiatives. I don't think that's going to work either. But I think it just comes down to, are you actually creating a product that people want? Hits are great, but I think, the fundamental issue that has failed Go90, has failed Vessel in the past, hopefully won't fail new TV down the road, is this something that people are actually clamoring for?
Mm-hmm. What are you hearing now about Facebook Watch?
It goes back to what I was just saying. There is a few things. One, they're very much into this whole notion of social community-driven programming, right? They want shows that drive people to sign up for groups and have conversations about it, whether it's, you know, social justice issues or if it's an actual interactive program where, like, for example, ESPN does a weekly First Take there now, where at the end of the week you can actually go argue with like Max Kellerman or Stephen A. Smith on Facebook. So Facebook's very much looking for formats that like get people to not just watch stuff but spend more time with groups and just spend more time on the platform. That's always been the case.
Are people doing that?
I'm not confident that anyone is. I mean, I've been told yes to some degrees with some shows and other shows. I've heard shows like there's one with Mike Rowe that seems to be getting a ton of viewership, and people actually like are recommending. It's like an unscripted series, kind of like a feel good kind of show. So there is some evidence that there are some shows that are kind of catching some type of audience and some type of activity, but not in a large scale. And I think the biggest thing with Facebook is we've seen it before. We've seen it with live. We've seen it with suggested videos. We've seen it with all these different kind of video initiatives that they've done over the years. They have never said anything that has given me confidence that in deep into 2019, they're going to still be a big funder of programming. Mm-hmm. Maybe they will be. I mean, maybe, but I wouldn't be that surprised if they kind of just like fall back to like, we'll do some live sports. We'll watch these news shows that, you know, these watch news shows that we're now doing, watch those deals through. And eventually we'll be like, you know what? We have a section on our app that we can use, that already exists. You can put stuff on there, make money through ad share, and we'll call it a day. I know some people have this notion that Facebook will one day get into like the skinny bundle game, and Facebook really wants to go after television dollars, and that's absolutely true. They do want to go after that. I don't know if it's going to be in the way that they're currently doing it. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I have a hot take for you.
Sure.
Instagram TV is their big opportunity, not this Facebook Watch stuff.
100% true. I think it's a much better opportunity than Facebook Watch.
Natural. It's natural to the and it's it the early ones I've seen are actually they're pretty good.
Yeah, no, I think it goes back to the fundamental thing. Like you're not completely trying to do something different on this platform. Like people didn't go to Facebook to watch videos. I don't care how many billions of views you got in the newsfeed. That it was not an activity that most people thought about when they thought about going to Facebook. Instagram, they've already trained it through Instagram stories, through the actual regular newsfeed. Like people are used to recording, shooting, and watching videos on Instagram. And if you just put a new thing on the top of the app that you can go check out and watch different types of videos, like, yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be making 60-minute things anytime soon. And the few things that we see are more experiments. But like, I see IGTV being much more of a viable opportunity than watch whatever it was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sahil, thank you so much.
Thank you.